This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at minocquacars.com.
We have received an update to a police report released earlier this month from the Minocqua Police Department. On Saturday, January 3rd at 12:39 p.m., the Minocqua Police Department responded to a vehicle versus snowmobile crash in the area of South 70 and Morgan Road. At the time of the initial report, the operator of the snowmobile was observed alert and talking with first responders and police officers. The snowmobile crossed South 70 northbound in the area of Morgan Road in front of an eastbound vehicle. The Minocqua Police Department has since been notified by the Oneida County Medical Examiner's Office that the operator of the snowmobile has succumbed to his injuries and has passed away. According to the Medical Examiner's Office, they were informed of this information by the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office on January 18th. The operator of the snowmobile was a 77-year-old male from Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. He was initially treated at Marshfield Clinic before being released to a rehabilitation center in Sheboygan. He was then transported back to an Aurora hospital in Milwaukee. The Minocqua Police Department does not have information on if next of kin has been notified. However, they were informed that this is the first fatal snowmobile accident in Oneida County this season. The Wisconsin DNR will be investigating. Wednesday, January 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Marshfield Clinic in Park Falls. You can donate and receive a Vercity-inspired t-shirt, as Vercity Blood Center of Wisconsin is the only blood provider for Marshfield Clinic Health System. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can schedule an appointment by visiting donateblood.vercity.org. That's donateblood.vercity.org. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. over at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. Without Wisconsin Eye live-streaming legislative hearings in Madison, state lawmakers are at odds over members of the public recording meetings themselves. Here's James Kelly with more.
Republican state lawmakers have been enforcing an over 20-year-old state Senate rule that prevents members of the public from recording legislative proceedings. A 2013 assembly rule puts a similar ban into place, preventing members of the public in visitor galleries from recording those legislative proceedings. A January 7th memo from the state Senate chief clerk says the Senate and assembly rules override Wisconsin's open meetings law. According to a WPR report, Democratic state lawmakers are accusing their Republican counterparts of scheduling a number of committee meetings this month, knowing that they would not be recorded in an effort to reduce transparency. They argue the recording rules were not enforced when Wisconsin Eye was still operating and asked to record the meetings themselves. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss denounced those accusations, saying there is plenty of transparency and people just need to watch the news to keep up with what's going on at the state capitol. With less than a year to go until the 2026 election, Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany leads the way in campaign fundraising among candidates for governor. According to campaign finance reports, Congressman Tiffany has raised $2 million in his campaign for governor thus far. His opponent in the August primary, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, raised about $500,000 over the same period. The two are the only Republican candidates in the race after New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien suspended his campaign in September. The Democratic primary field for governor is a bit more crowded. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley led the field with $800,000 of fundraising. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has raised about $650,000, and former State Secretary of Administration Joel Brennan has raised about $560,000. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes only entered the field in December, but has already raised nearly as much as Brennan in that time. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With driving conditions being questionable around this time of year, it's important to remember some tips when driving on ice. Brake gently to avoid skidding, drive at a slower speed, keep your lights on for visibility, avoid sharp turns, increase your following distance, drive steadily up hills, and be sure to add some extra time to your commute. Remember, stopping distances are increased when you're on slick surfaces. It's up to us to prevent a potential tragedy on our roads. Friday, January 30th at 6 p.m., visit Teen Dan's over at the Flambeau River YMCA in Park Falls. This is open to all middle schoolers, so bring your friends, hit the dance floor, and enjoy a night made just for you. This event is open to students from any local school, including Phillips, Butternut, Park Falls, Winter, and more. The cost is just $5 for the general public or free with YMCA membership. A membership is not required. They'll also be selling snacks, so be sure to bring some extra cash. Once again, this is taking place Friday, January 30th at 6 p.m. over at the Flambeau River YMCA right here in Park Falls. Democratic candidate for governor, Missy Hughes, says her connection to rural Wisconsin is central to her campaign. Isabella Nieto has more.
In an appearance on the WXCO morning show on Tuesday, Hughes says she is not coming from a traditional political background.
I have never run for office before. I'm not a career politician.
Hughes is the former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. She was appointed to that post in 2019 by Governor Evers and stepped down last September to run for governor. But before that, Hughes served for nearly two decades as an executive at Organic Valley, a farmer-owned dairy cooperative. She said her time there shaped how she understands rural communities.
And really worked every day at the cooperative to make sure that farmers could stay on their farms and pass those farms on to the next generation.
On renewable energy projects in rural areas, Hughes said local voices, especially farmers, must lead the discussion. She also says assumptions about rural opposition don't always reflect reality.
In a tough agricultural market, in an economy where Donald Trump is taking away markets for soybeans, for tariffs and things like that, farmers might be looking for options to find different ways to utilize their land, and they might be able to utilize their land both for farming and for renewable energy.
She also says as she has traveled around Wisconsin, she's hearing from rural communities that feel isolated from the rest of the state.
There are communities all across the state that are doing incredible work, and we should be able to support each other and learn from each other and say, oh, you made that happen? How'd you make that happen? Let's do that here. And I think that a governor who is excited about creating that fabric of working together is the governor that Wisconsin needs right now.
I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Burmay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They'll face off against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee with a record of 18-24. At 36-8, the Thunder right now have the best record in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at Penn State tomorrow night. Greg Gard asked how John Blackwell has adjusted to Nick Boyd on the roster since he transferred from San Diego State last spring.
I think he's handled it well. It's definitely was an adjustment period. I think we're past that. I think we're over that hump. I think that's anytime you have new players on the roster, there's going to be an adjustment period and understanding how important the other is and both keeping their aggressiveness and functioning together. So, 45 days ago, I would have said that we're not in sync with each other. Now I think I've seen a lot of really good play on the floor from both of them.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a little light snow today. It's not going to be a lot, but some places could get a half inch, maybe up to an inch in a few spots. Our high right around 16 tonight. A little snow, then mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to 9 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cold with a high near zero. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.